Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
My next guest tonight is an actress and comedian you know from Barry, Broad City, and The Good Place. Please welcome to The Late Show, D'Arcy Carden. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Now, you star in a new TV adaptation of Penny Marshall's classic 1992 movie, A League of Their Own.
You got all everything right.
So, just to get straight into this, I'm just curious, when is the first time, you're much younger than I am, when was the first time you saw that movie?
I saw it in the movie theater, so that would have been 1992. And I was like a real sporty little kid. I was playing softball at the time and basketball and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was like a really big movie for me. I remember it all. I remember like, it kind of was like the combination of everything I loved in one thing, and I'd never seen anything like it. And it had Madonna, and it had Rosie, and it had Gina Davis, who's like the prettiest person who's ever lived.
Just
maybe.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I had a real problem.
I had a real problem too.
She had cheekbones you could land a chopper on.
Yeah. Bones!
Unbelievable. Quick question, and you'd know now that you're in the series, is there crying in baseball?
There is.
There is.
Is that the tagline?
There is crying. A League of Their Own.
Now,
speaking of Gina Davis, you got to spend a little time with her recently, right?
Yes,
there.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you thought I was going to bring her out here? Come on out, Gina.
Hey, Gina!
Come on out with your...
Gina!
There you go. So this is you.
In the
there.
Cheekbones!
There you go. And there you go. Also with Abby Jacobson, right?
Yes,
next, on the
and
other
Shantae
side of her.
Adams, who's in League of Their Own. We all were pretty starstruck. Like,
so
really mega starstruck.
So?
Yeah.
What did she talk about making the old movie?
Yeah. You know what the cool thing about Gina Davis, and we met Rosie, and we met Megan, who plays Marla Hooch. They all like, get it that we love... that the world like loves that movie, and so they're very free with their stories, and they sort of let us, you know, geek out. And Gina does a great Penny Marshall impression.
She does.
She does.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I do a good Abby impression, but we're not.
Well, let's talk
do
about
you want
Abby
it?
For a second. Oh, I'd love your Abby impression.
No, she'll be really mad at me.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, she's like, "Hey, it's me, Abby, and I'm so excited to be doing that." That's good.
That is good. That is good. She's been on here.
Yeah,
I know.
She's been right here.
Alana and Abby have been on here.
Yeah.
Okay, so she co-created this.
Yes.
And you guys go way back. How did you guys ever get together?
We met doing improv class together like 15 years ago, when we were children.
Yes.
And we were part of the Upright Citizens Brigade, and we took this weird little sort of side class called something like commercial acting or comedy commercial or something. And it was she was so funny, and that was where we met. She was so funny and so weird and so unique, and I remember the teacher sort of like didn't really get her, and I remember being like, "This poor girl, not a chance in the world. I see her. But nobody else does." I remember even like coming home to my boyfriend, now husband, and being like, "There's this girl in my class. She's so funny. She's incredible. Hey, her life, it's gonna be hard." And then, you know, she's doing okay, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's doing great.
Well, you're rare in that you're a comedian who is good at sports.
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, this
you're like, you told me.
You know already. Yeah, you all know that you're good at sports. And to what do you owe this? I mean, did you already played ball, you said.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, like, the movie was so important to me, too, is because it was, like, seeing all these girls playing sports and wanting to be an actor but loving sports. Like, I remember really, truly, when I was a little kid, being like, I want to be a professional baseball player and an actor. And maybe, like, a rock star. Hey. Hi. Yeah. Miss Walsh.
Well, you were on an improv team.
Yeah.
I wasn't huge into the sports. So I was mostly hacky sack.
Yeah. Well, don't count yourself out.
Hey, man, I'm flexible. But I was on improv teams.
Yes.
And I'm just curious, what is more challenging, being on a baseball team or being on an improv team?
They both have their pros and cons.
Yes.
The funny thing is, like, I would say that I got more injuries playing sports, but I feel like I probably got equal amount doing improv. On stage, I have, like, a popping jaw, I have a wrist problem. Any long-time injury I have is absolutely from
on
stage.
And you probably had no health insurance.
No!
You were an improviser.
No, absolutely
I have the
not.
Same thing. Yeah. I have a rotator cuff problem, but
really?
It's not from playing baseball.
No.
It's from, in an improv scene, doing front flips.
Exactly.
Because that's what it called
and
for.
And I was going to say, did it get the laugh?
No.
No.
The audience heard me get hurt.
Oh, no.
And they just went, they did that. And the audience doesn't, like, want you to
actually
be hurt.
No,
they don't actually like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it's still a problem?
It still wakes me up in the middle of the night.
You're going to have to get surgery.
I probably will.
Yeah.
Probably will. I'll just have the whole thing locked off. Now, because there's you know, baseball you can play recreationally.
Me? Like,
what?
Me or you?
Let's find out.
Oh.
And everybody's got, a baseball team. You can't, the sport you grew up with, which is found out, is a little more rarefied. Tell the people what you used to do.
Yes. So I grew up in California. I played basketball and softball, and the main sport I played was water polo.
Okay. Here you go. The anchor, middle bottom, right there. There you are.
The funny thing about water polo in this picture is, like, nobody knows anything about water polo, so I feel like everybody in the audience is like, oh, is that how you play it?
Yes. That's how you enter the pool, actually. Now, is it true that water polo is, like, you know, lots of, like, you know, tossing and blocking above the water, but below the water, it's just brutal?
It really is. It's like we're all sort of like angels above the water, and then underneath the water, it is like, we would have to wear two bathing suits because one would get ripped. Because the thing you would do is, like, wrap your hand around somebody's bathing suit and just pull to keep them down. It's really dark and violent.
Wow. And the pool's deep all over, right?
Yeah, it's deep all over. You're treading water the whole time. I was so strong. Oh, my God.
Wow.
But I'm wondering if I should tell you this.
Tell it. Tell it. Can't tell
it? Okay, I will.
Okay.
The thing about it is, like, I sort of pride myself in, like, I would rather lose than cheat. I would rather die than cheat. I hate a cheater. I really do. But, there was one thing in water polo, you weren't supposed to have long nails. It was just, like, one of the ways they tried to, like, you know, keep
rain
you from being violent.
Yeah.
I was the captain my senior year. Okay. Yeah. And, sorry. And one thing we would have to do before every game is you would go to the edge of the pool, if you can imagine. I go to the edge of the pool, everybody puts their little hands up, and the ref, like, comes down and checks everybody's nails. I would go to the end of the line. But as captain, I knew during the line, they were going to say, captains to the middle, to, like, shake hands with the other captain. So I'd go to the end of the line, and then I would go to the middle of the pool, shake hands with the other captain, and then I'd go to the front of the line, and I would just skip the nail check. So I had, like, talons.
Wow. And you just go for their eyes.
Yeah, well, not eyes. You got to keep it above. So I'd, like, get their... Sorry. Wow. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, we don't have a late show water polo team,
you should
unfortunately.
Think about it.
But we do have a baseball team.
Go on.
And so I wanted to grant you, as an honorary member of the late show's...
For real?
Yeah, honorary late show. This is... We're the sea captains.
Oh, am I a sea captain now?
Yes, you are a sea captain. There you go. No. For sure? For real?
Am I a sea captain? Are you saying I could, like, if
you
I was...
You can just show up. You can just show
can
up now and
guys?
Play.
Okay, I'm
oh,
going
yeah,
to.
Oh, yeah, you're a
I
ringer.
I swear to God I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You're just going to... You won't know what hit you.
Oh.
It'll be a baseball.
Please, hit us.
I'm a sea captain.
Darcy,
thank you,
so
sir.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.